Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As Mr. Schieper said, my name is Tobias Wiesen, and I will tell you now something about the accessible Eifel National Park and what is our strategy behind it, and in the end I will present you some of our accessible products. But first of all, let me say two or three sentences about the national park. You see a card. And of Germany, and completely in the west, on the left side, there is a little circle, and it's around the national park. It's directly bordering to Belgium. It was established in January 2004 with a dimension of 110 square kilometers. And in Germany, we have overall 16 national parks. Yeah, since foundation of the national park in the year 2004, we were thinking about that we want to make the park accessible, if it's possible, for everybody. So that means for people with or without disabilities. And this term is determined in the concept and the plan of the national park. The plan is like our, let's say it's our Bible. It says what we have to do and how we have to do it. And accessibility is managed as a cross-sectional task. If you like, I'm the cross-manager. That means every new project we're doing is discussed with me, and we discuss about accessibility. Is it possible? And yeah, and how it's possible. And yeah, there's another sentence. The vision for us is not just to get an accessible national park. The vision is to get a whole region that is accessible. And how do we do that? We have two main strategies. They go parallel to each other. The first strategy is the reduction of communication barriers, and the second strategy is to eliminate structural barriers and then create nature experience programs, nature experience products, whatever. Reduction of communication barriers, what does it mean? First of all, it means to reduce the barriers in the head. We do this with lots of trainings for our park employees, but also for our partners. We're working together. And we train them for interacting with people with disabilities. You see some photos. You see on the right, there was a training to interact with blind people. In the middle, you see a training for people with in a wheelchair. We had trainings for deaf people, for people with learning difficulties, and whatever. We do lots of these trainings, and so our park employees, you see, you see the rangers of the national park, they can interact with mostly everybody. But it also means the area of marketing. We are talking about communication barriers. Of course, we observe the guidelines for accessibility in print media, for example, taking high contrast or whatever. I think most of you know what is to do. But we also have a very high accessible homepage. The homepage is in four languages. It's programmed as you can use it as a blind person. And it's also completely translated in German Sign Language. And also the menu of the homepage is translated in sign language. It's nationalpark-eifel.de. But do me a favor, check it out. In 2 days, on Thursday, because we'll relaunch the homepage, and then it's much more nicer as now. This was the first strategy. The second strategy is to eliminate structural barriers and create specific nature experience programs. You see the card of the national park, and structural barriers are everywhere, inside and outside. And I've brought you some photographs from exhibitions, from paths, whatever, with lots of examples how we do this. Structural accessibility means for us everything is stepless. In exhibitions, if it's indoor, outdoor, in front of the exhibition in the entrance, perhaps we have to build up a ramp. There's a ramp, as you see in the middle, in the photo in the middle. In the photo, in the right photo, you see an exhibition, and there is a station, and all the things you can drive under with a wheelchair, and you can use them while sitting or while standing. We use tactile garden systems, indoor and outdoor, and you see some examples on the photos from indoor. We have lots of tactile orientation plants in our exhibitions. We use induction loops or on all counters of the tourist informations or the counters of the exhibitions. We have these, you can see it on the right photo, here in the middle, a mobile induction loop. Most of you know them. So you can talk to each other with no problems. In our exhibitions, for the information brokerage, we try to address several senses, not just to read everything. We have lots of things to touch, like the snake in the middle on the left photo. We have lots of things to hear, like on the right photo, lots of things to smell, not as in the middle photo, there is something more to touch. But several senses are addressed to have the exhibitions, if it's possible, for everybody. We also use German sign languages, sign language in films. There are some films that are translated in German sign languages. Sign language. We also have media guides with German sign language in several languages: German, English, Dutch, whatever. I will tell you something more about it. Yes, and we have lots of accessible products in the Eifel National Park. I will present you some of them, and I hope after it, everybody wants to come to us. We have the so-called barrier-free wild Kermeter, wilder Kermeter in German, with the Wild Way. It's a network of paths over 6 kilometers, and the paths are for people with or without disability. It's in the middle of the national park, in the middle of a wood, but there are ways for wheelchairs, for walking frame users. There is a tactile guidance system in the wood. There is a toilet for people with disabilities. There are parking lots and whatever you need. On the middle photo, you can see a three-dimensional model of the region. It's interesting, for blind people, but it's also interesting mostly for children. They love it. They can touch the complete region where they walk through. The Wild Way is directly to it. It's a nature experience path, 1.5 kilometer, and there are several stations, 10 stations, and if you like, you can learn lots of things about the national park, about trees, plants, animals in an Eifel National Park. On the left photo, for example, you see a model of a tree with bird caves, and in our minds, the, let's say, normal visitor of the national park knows the small holes from the bird caves, but doesn't know how do they look like inside. And so we cut the tree, and you can see how it looks like. Is it as big as this or as this? Is it round? Is it whatever? And also blind people can touch this. On the right photo above, you see a station with lots of mushrooms to touch. There is also an audio station to hear lots of information on the photo right down. No problem. You see tunnel. It looks like, when you are there, it looks like a tree that is lying and you can walk through it. It's very cool. We have, every good national park has ranger tours. We also have ranger tours, but we also have several ranger tours in German sign language. If you like, you can rent mobile induction loops for free. when you come with a group and taking part at a ranger tour, you can call me and tell me that you need them, and the ranger will get them and bring them with to you, and it's at no charge. You can explore the national park with a coach. There is one of our partners who is this coach, and he can also transport wheelchairs. And you can drive through the national park. You can explore the national park with a ship. With wheelchairs, you can get you can drive with a ship, and you can also get on the ship. What is, I think it's good. And on every first and third Monday of a month, there is a ranger driving also with the ship and tells lots of stories about the national park. We have some animal observation stations. On the left side, you see a bird watching station. You see two monoculars in several heights, so you can use them while sitting or while standing, or children can use them. You see the table, the front sides are very long, so you can drive under it with a wheelchair. On the right side, you see a red deer observation station, and in the middle of the sitting places, there is a free place. It's reserved for wheelchairs, and in front of the cabin, there is a ramp to get on it. You can do guided tours with electrical wheelchairs. You see them on the photos. It's also one of our partners. And you have, as a wheelchair driver, you have to sit from your own wheelchair into these electrical wheelchairs, and then you can, let's say you can do everything. It's no problem for them to drive on paths with such a slope, it's very high slope, and you can have lots of fun with them. I tried them also. And as I said, we have some exhibitions, but there is one very big exhibition. It's called Dreams of Wilderness. It's about 2,000 square meters over two floors. And the main message is let nature be nature. It's the main message in every national park, I think, worldwide. And in this exhibition, we got lots of things to touch, to smell, to hear. It's in four languages. It's in German, in English, in Dutch, in French. It's in braille letters, in tactile letters. It's with audio description. It's in German sign language. And we have, it's called easy languages for people with learning difficulties. Yeah, perhaps, or hopeful, it's for all. These photos, you see some impressions in the exhibition. Okay, coming to the end, for us there are two or three things that are very important in our work. First thing is that when we plan new projects, exhibitions, whatever, we consult several experts that can be concerned people, consulting agencies, and we do this to get the best result that we can have. Networking and cooperation are also very, very good for us. We have these with the nature park. There is the national park, and around it is the nature park. It's much bigger. We have lots of cooperations, lots of projects we do together. We have cooperations with cities and town councils, with tourism, local and regional tourism organizations. We have public-private partnerships. And we all together do things for this year, the tourism value chain. I think you know that. From the start of organization, the trip, to the end, reminder and confirmation. Everybody of these organization is trying to fill up this. And as I said at the beginning of my presentation, this is the vision for us to get a completely accessible region of Eifel National Park. Yeah, thank you for your attention.